and that the wording is as discussed.
The change.
With the change.
Okay.
Yeah, so we include in, basically, so that we do not reduce open space once it's been approved and recorded.
Okay. And we accept the.
You're right, we accept the staff findings.
Okay. We've got a motion to recommend approval of this code text amendment with the changes we discussed. Any second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's do roll call voting. Bill?
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion carries, and we are on to item four. Midway City is proposing a code text amendment of section 16.02, definitions and definitions, and section 16.13.280, cottage industries, and any other sections referring to cottage industries. The proposed code will modify the language or remove the provisions for cottage industries.
All right, thank you. So this is something for Planning Commission to consider. In our code, we have two different types of home occupation business licenses. One is called the home occupation business license, and it's basically a home office, very minimal impact on the neighborhood because no clientele can come to the house, there can't be any signage. They only take up 15% of the home. There's no external employees that can come and work at the house. So we actually have a lot of these in Midway. There's a lot of people who have moved to Midway and they want to live in a beautiful place and they can work from home, and so they've chosen Midway. We've actually, Wasatch County in general is one of the top locations for this type of thing, especially since the pandemic began to now. We registered in the top 10 in the entire country for people moving to a place to work from home. And so it's just a beautiful place with a lot of things going on around us, as we all know. And so we have the home occupation. We have many of those. I want to say well over 100, if not 200 of those. We have a lot of those.
Do they have to get a permit or something?
Yeah, they apply for a permit from the city and actually state code. We used to require quite a bit with that permit. State code changed to where we could only ask for a minimal amount regarding home occupations, but a lot of people for insurance purposes still come and get a permit from us. It's a $30 fee. It's not very much. But the idea is there's really no impact on the neighborhood. And so that's why there's so many of them. You really don't know they're out there. But that's what a lot of people do in Midway, because they work from home and have this home occupation. The other way to have a home business is the cottage industry business license. And this does have more impact on the neighborhood. We haven't had many applications for cottage industries in the past 10 years. I actually could only find one of them that we've seen. They go through the process as a conditional use permit. But a cottage industry is basically you're manufacturing something. It, instead of being just confined to the home as the home occupation, is you can actually build an outbuilding and do some manufacturing there. You can have up to three clients parked at your house at one time. There can be 20 trips per day to your house regarding clients coming and visiting. There's some signage that's allowed. But really what it does is it invites a commercial component to a residential neighborhood that I think maybe 15, 20 years ago in Midway probably made sense. There's a lot less people here. There's a lot more space between the homes in a lot of cases. It probably wasn't that big of a deal. And I think most of us, when we read the code, we think, well, somebody's, you know, making a saddle and selling that occasionally, or, you know, something along those lines, something that you maybe see sold at Swiss States. But there is the possibility with this code that somebody can apply, checkmark all the boxes, and it could be something that's not thought of as being created in a residential development. And so it just invites this potential of a commercial use within an area that really isn't thought of having commercial uses at all. Since I've been in Midway, I felt this is a little bit dangerous in the fact that the As much as we try to control it with code, you know, it still feels like a business to a certain degree. And so there's a little bit of opinion on how much is too much in a residential neighborhood for commercial use, but in general, I don't think that's what people expect when they buy in a residential neighborhood. So, so more background on this. Cottage industries are allowed as a conditional use in all residential zones. Again, they've rarely been applied for in the past 10 years. It allows commercial uses, and with that, clientele can visit the business. There's increased traffic because of that. There's commercial signage that's allowed in our code. It is rather minor. It's a 2-square-foot sign, so it's just enough for somebody to be able to find where that business is. And then there's really not really any architectural standards regarding the accessory structure housing the business, and that's been kind of an issue. Is you want it to look residential, but there's nothing that requires it to look residential. So even though there are some strict regulations, there may be unintended consequences for surrounding properties. So I listed the whole code in the staff report. I just pulled out a few of them for you to consider with this. So, and these are just directly out of the code. It says the city council shall determine if the number, height, and floor area of any accessory building devoted to the cottage industry is in harmony with the size of the property and the density to the surrounding of the surrounding area. Well, at best, that's very subjective. And what we know from state code is there's something subjective, the tie goes to the applicant. And so, as much as we would try to control something based off of that language, it's not very controllable when it comes down to legally. The next one, the physical appearance, size, and number of accessory buildings and other activities. So it does say building or buildings. We could be looking at multiple buildings on a residential lot. And other activities in connection with the cottage industry shall not be contrary to the objectives and characteristics of the zone in which the cottage industry is located. Again, that's kind of a subjective item. Difficult to get an application and really stop something just based off of that type of language. So another one, the cottage industry shall not have more than 3 customer client vehicles parked at the residence at any time, provided all vehicles can be legally parked in normal parking places on the lot of the cottage industry. So we're almost inviting a parking lot in a residential zone for clients to come visit. So again, those are just things that kind of make me nervous in my position. So this is our current definition for cottage industry. A business in a residential area conducted primarily by the residents. So it says primarily because you can actually have 2 outside employees with a cottage industry. And where do they park exactly? You have your normal parking for your house, and you have your 3 client parking spaces, and then you've got 2 parking spaces for, you know, for your workers. It can, you know, if somebody pushed the limits on this, it wouldn't feel very residential. So a business in a residential area conducted primarily by the residents of the property where customers or clients come to the home and or where items are manufactured within an attached or detached garage or other outbuilding, neither manufacturing nor storage of items related to the business are allowed outside of a building or buildings in which building or buildings is or are approved by the city council as part of a conditional use approval. So that's our brief definition. There's a long section of code that goes into a lot more depth, and then it has all the regulations listed. Again, that was in the staff report. So again, cottage industry versus home occupation. Home occupations occur completely within the home, are clearly incidental to the residential use of the dwelling, and allow no customers or other business to be conducted at the home. So home occupation can actually be used for quite a few different cases, and that's why most people decide that's the route to go. We have a number of people who actually get a license from the state for cottage industry. Cottage industry on the state definition is way different from ours, but it allows them to cook bread, or bake bread, I should say, and bake cookies and sell those. We have a number of people around town who do that type of thing, and really it doesn't impact the neighbors. It can be done completely within the house. So there's quite a few uses for that.
But wouldn't there be traffic, people coming to pick up their bread or cookies?
So that's the caveat, is you can't sell from your house. You can only sell wholesale. You can go to a farmer's market and sell.
Okay.
you can deliver your items to, you know, to a store. And that's what we see in a number of cases around town. And so, yeah, we're very clear with the home occupation. There can't be any clientele coming to the house. There, you know, the UPS truck delivers things. But overall, it's not much different from what you see on any other home. Cottage industries may occur in an accessory building, allow customers, employees outside the residence of the home, and may require additional parking. So you can see there's quite a bit of difference between the two. So what we're proposing from staff is just really to remove the cottage industry from the code. We feel the home occupation better meets our goals as a city on being able to have residential neighborhoods that look like residential neighborhoods. Does it take away some options for somebody to try to start up a business where they want clientele to visit their home? It does do that. But in reality, this code is just for manufacturing. Really, a home salon or a therapist, they really couldn't meet the code requirements anyway because they're not producing an item. So those uses are really for a commercial zone is what it comes down to. So home occupations will still be an option and have less of an impact on residential zones. So we're just proposing to get rid of the cottage industry, but not the home occupation. We'll leave that the same way.
What you're saying, though, is there's not a happy medium in this, that if I have a salon on the side of my house and I've got four clients that come at different times of the day, right, to come get their hair cut, neither one of these work for that kind of situation.
That's correct. We would need to modify our code for that type of use, for that to be in a residential neighborhood. There's a number of them that are grandfathered in around town that are in residential neighborhoods, but our current code wouldn't allow another one of those. So unless you change the code, or the city council changes the code to allow that as an option.
Even conditional use?
Yeah, not even as a conditional use. Yeah, it's just not an option with our current code.
What about selling real estate?
Well, you're at other people's houses.
You could have a home office, but clientele couldn't come to your house. You could just meet them on site. So you could definitely have a real estate office, just nobody could visit it.
Yeah. No clients.
We go through this conversation a lot.
There seems like there's a middle ground missing. Like for the gal running the salon out of her home, or like you said, someone that meets with a client once a week or something, something like that. This seems like there's got to be something in there. To have nothing, I mean, even if they had to submit like Craig was saying, a conditional use permit or something. Anyway.
Well, one thing that I always consider, that we're in the side of when somebody complains, we've got to somehow prove that they're violating the code. And some things are really tough to make a case for. You know, unless we're staking out a house, which we're not very good at that, you know, it's hard to count how many people are coming to a house or what the parking situation is. So just from an administrative side of the code, it's easier to just say no clientele at all, then we don't get into any issues. But that's not the only thing with all of this, that's for sure. But being able to enforce a code is something I try to think through before we adopt a code. And some things are very difficult to enforce, is what I found.
So just to clarify, a salon wouldn't be allowed under the cottage industry?
No, it wouldn't, because that definition says specifically manufacturing. Yeah, where you are, items are manufactured within a garage. It wouldn't meet the definition of the code. This is specific to creating something.
Yeah.
And a home occupation wouldn't work for a salon because you can't have any clients visit that
house. Right.
So yeah, there really hasn't been an option for that for a long time.
Do you get a lot of people coming in and asking for things like that?
You know, quite a while ago, we did have some of those. We actually annexed in some that are still valid from when they were approved in the county down Center Street, for instance.
Yeah.
We haven't had anything like that for over 10 years, really, in Midway.
You haven't had even people coming in and asking?
Well, I haven't. Have you had somebody ask?
I don't think I've ever had anybody ask me about that specific question.